Parshas Tazria Metzora, after a little break, actually is very connected to Yitzias Mitzrayim, as we'll see. The whole Indian of Taras, all the Sugi Taras that there are, Taras of the Guf, and Taras of the Begodim, Taras of Batim, the Ramban is Masber, the Indian of Taras, and he says, Perik Yud Gimel Pasuk Mem Zayin, V'habeged ki yevo yinega Taras v'beged semer v'beged pishtim. Says the Ramban, Ze'enenu b'teva klal. This is not a normal thing in the world. It's not a natural process at all. Avol b'yoyitz Yisrael shlimim la'ashem, yeruach Hashem aleim, tomid lahamid gufam, u'bigdeim, u'bateim v'maratev. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu is sure his Shekhinah together with Klal Yisrael, then he wants that Klal Yisrael should be perfect on the highest Madriga and perfect in every which way. So yikra b'echem yem chet v'ovein, and when somebody in Klal Yisrael does a chet, we know that Lashon Hara, if you look at the Gemara and Chazal tell us that there's seven different things that Taras come from. So numerous chatorim could cause Taras. Kasher yikra b'echem yem chet v'ovein yitzhave kiyur b'psoray v'vigdoi v'beisoi. Lahareis ki Hashem tzor me'olov. When a person doesn't have Ira, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him a message. He sends him a text, email. He says, by the way, just so you should know that I'm sorry me'olov. It's only noig in Eretz Yisrael. We know that most mitzvahs that a person that are noig only in Eretz Yisrael is because it's a chivas karka, something which is shmita, yovel, chumus, meisers. These are things which are chivas karka. Male only noig in Eretz Yisrael. It's not tzaras. It's not that way. What's the reason? The only time that Taras comes is in the best place, in the Eretz Asherini Hashem Lekecha Bo Merishis Hashana Rachis Hashano. I would be medamet maybe like Nevuah. Nevuah is only, Chazal say, is only in Eretz Yisrael, like what Megillah talks about. We find that there were sometimes in Elta and Yechezkel, since he started beforehand. But Etzem Nevuah is only in Eretz Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu only talks that Miyuchadik Ashkocha Protest of other Bnei Yisrael talking to a human being is only in Eretz Yisrael. So too, that's the same thing by Taras. The Taras of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etem speaking to Klal Yisrael and telling them, by the way, you did a chet. That's only in Eretz Yisrael. But there is Kerenim Dor Shu'oi, he ends off, he says, She'en Abayis Matam Alek Acher Kivish V'chiluk. She'kol Echer V'echer Makir Esheloi. The only time that Taras was Matam is after the 14 years, 7 years of Kibush and 7 years of Chiluk after they came to Eretz Yisrael, Chalukah. V'atam ki oz nisyash v'daitom aleim l'dasas Hashem v'tishu shkinu b'secham. Then they were totally focused on the Ribbono Shel Olam. They weren't busy capturing, and they weren't busy divvying up the land. They were able to focus on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then they were able to properly appreciate the Inyan of Taras. Nainu Taras is much more a schar than an einish, we could say. In other words, it's a darga that the Ribbono Shel Olam is speaking to a person, and the way that he speaks to a person, not everybody zeicha to nevuah pel pel davar boy. Sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to a person with Taras. Taras first he puts it onto the bayis. The person doesn't get the message. He hits home a little bit closer onto the begadim. Afterwards, a little bit closer onto the guf. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam's way, and it's a darga. Only when Klal Yisrael was on the richtige darga, they were in Eretz Yisrael, the nivchar, the eretz nivcheret, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu would speak to them, and they would have this darga of hashkacha pratis, of the Ribbono Shel Olam speaking to them. The etzem, this is really a hemshich of the whole Inyan Yetzias Mitzrayim. What was the Inyan Yetzias Mitzrayim? The man and then the boy. Really, the Indian, some of the Olam I was speaking to before Pesach, really what we're trying to give over by Leila Seder is the Ramban at the end of Vay. You say this, the Ramban at the end of Vay says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what's going on, and he's Manish, and there's the Indian Nevuah, but that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Kol Yochol, and everything that happens is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and there's nothing that happens that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't know about. It's nothing that happened that the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't cause to happen. It's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the whole Indian. Ad leprati pratim, until mamish, the smallest pratim, you could have two people drinking from the same cup, and one is drinking water, and one is drinking dam. How did that happen? That Kodesh Baruch Hu was looking at this individual cup and splitting every single molecule, every single drop of water, that half of it's water and half of it's dam. Every single aspect of the Bria is totally governed by the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Kriyat Yamsu was also the hemshich of that. Each person got, each mitzri got the einish that they, some kekash, some ke'ever, some ke'even, like Chazal says, like Rashi brings down. each one kafi the amount that he was marshia, kafi is rishus, that's how much he suffered when he was drowning. It was all for the purpose of Hashgacha Pratis, mamash, to see how everything is mushgach down to the last iota. I saw a nice pshat, and I didn't see, it was brought down from the Sefer Tzedor, brought down, he says, from Chochem Echad. He says, what's the pshat? He asked, what's the pshat that the Mitzrayim, they had a Tyra before they were in Iftar, they were all Zecha to a Tyra in Kriyas Yamsuf before they were in Iftar, they went to the Mikvah, and there were 600,000 people there, b'shas Yitzias Nishmasam, and all their Nechasim went to the Mishkan. Is what did they do to deserve such tremendous schar? He says, because V'yedu Mitzrayim Ki Ani Hashem. It says, Ayidei, what happened to them, Ayidei, the Hashgacha Pratis, which they felt on their backs, that created such a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, not just by the Yidin that they were able to see. V'yedu Mitzrayim Ki Ani Hashem. They were Zeicha to come to this Hashgacha Pratis. B'mila, they were Zeicha to bring, they were Zeicha to these Dargas, and the ultimate Darga of the money being used for Hashgacha HaKadosh Baruch, for Shechina, the Mokum that the Shechina should be Shira, which is the Indian of the Shechina to be Shira, is really Hashgacha Pratis. The Indian of what does Hashras HaShechina mean? The Rambam says in Marina Buchim, the Indian of Hashras HaShechina, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shira is Shechina. What does that mean, Shira is Shechina? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mimalei Kalei on the square. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Masha Shechina? That's specifically where he is. And what does that mean? He says the Rambam Mor Nevuchim, it means that it's nicker on this world that the Ribbono Shalom is here. You have a mocking where it's nicker la'ein kol that the Ribbono Shalom is shira. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is every place. However, it's not always nicker. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is master Shechina, it means that it's nicker la'ein kol that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is master Shechina. And that's why there's a Sar Nisim Shinat Salav Yisrael B'Mikdosh. There was constant Nisim that were going on the B'Mikdosh. Some weren't always constant. Some weren't constant. Some was only on once a year. Some were only during the mitzvah from Shachar Mivachim was only a few times a year, but there were certain ones, Shalei Kava, Eisha Marocha, and Shalei Nir Zvuv, and there were other ones that were constant Nisim. They were able to see clearly that the Ribbono Shel Olam is here. There's no Teva here. There's no Ein Ben Teva Munhonga Shel Olam like Lashon Ramban and Boi. This is clearly the Ribbono Shel Olam is here. Clearly, there's something which is Lamayla Min HaTeva. It's the Indian of Hashras Hashkina, and really the Indian of Hashgacha Pratis. When a person sees the Yad Hashem clearly, that's Hashras Hashkina. The Hashgacha Pratis that he sees is the Hashgacha Shechina. Now, this inyan that people feel by, a lot of people feel that Leil HaSeder, especially if you prepare it, and if you, especially if you're making a Seder for the first time, and you had to be the one to give it over the inyan. I know there were numerous people this year that did that. It's a shtickle spiritual high. Your mamash, you get to you're a little bit on a different plateau than you usually are. The inyan, it's a different level. The problem is that right afterwards, a few days later, or even the next morning, very next morning, especially after drinking 4 cups of wine, in a short span of time, yeah, that's it. Over a bottle to a certain extent. The shayla is, what was the purpose of the spiritual high? What do we take with us? What did it give us? The truth is, that's really what it was in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the same thing. It says, Ve'esa etchem al kanfei nesharim, ve'avi etchem eloi. The Targum Yonasan says, what does it mean, Ve'esa etchem al kanfei nesharim, that Ribbono Shel Olam took all of Klal Yisrael, brought them to Har Moriah on Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim, they ate the Korban Pesach on Har Moriah, and they came back. The Targum Yonasan in Uziel, on Ve'esa etchem al kanfei nesharim. Ribbono Shel Olam took the entire Klal Yisrael, they got to such a tremendous darga, the Ribbono Shel Olam mamash picked them up and brought them to the Mokom HaShechina, Mokom HaMikdosh, and they ate the Korban there, and then they came back. And that was Gilui, Meir HaGadol to Gilui Shechina. That was at the time of Chatzeis HaLaila. They reached a tremendous level. But after that, they fell right back down. That's the Omer, the 49 days, is to, like the Ramchal says, is to get back, to be moiti themselves, extract themselves from Tumas Mitzrayim, and get to a Darag of Taro. The question is, they already saw Meir Gadol Gilu Shechina, they already saw that at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The answer is that they saw it, but it was only like a flash of inspiration. They got it for a second, the Ribbono Shel Olam picked them up, showed them, like there's a yam of people, and he wants to see, a little kid wants to see what's going on. The father picks them up, he's able to see, and then he puts them down. He's covered over by everybody. He saw it for a second, and then he's down. The mashal that they give is a person that's in a forest, and he's lost, and he has nowhere to where he's going, and it's pitch black. Mamish, no GPS, he has no Wi-Fi. And he's lost. He doesn't know where to go. Starts pouring. Now he's really stuck. He's pouring. He doesn't know which direction to turn. All of a sudden, there's a big flash of lightning. the whole horizon, the whole area lights up for a second. He's able to see, oh, down there towards the left, that's where the road is. And then a second later it's gone. And he's back, it's pitch black, he's plunged back into the darkness. But at least he saw for that second, he was given that inspiration for a second, that he was able to see, oh, now we know where we're going. Now I can at least, now I know where to work to. That's the next 49 days, is because the Baruch Hu lifts the person up, and then Mamela a person is able to work towards that. It's Yisoid Betem that many people should know. It's specifically Nagea to Kiruv. Sometimes a person is Niskar, a person is a fry person, is Chayzer B'Tshuva. He has a tremendous service. It's Chayzer B'Tshuva. He mamash feels like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, taking him by the hand and bringing him in. And afterwards, he sort of plummets down. And he feels like, now what? Everything, I'm here, but I don't know where to go. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam, he let go for a second. He wants to see, okay, I brought you here, and now you got to work yourself. And really, every person can fail it themselves. A person makes a Kabbalah, a person has this Eris, and he has something happened, whatever it is, and he's in this Eris, it's a Shmuz. Something happened personally in his life, something that he saw, it happened. It should happen to everybody that a person's in this Eris. And that's it, he wants to make something of it. So he has this Eris, and that's it, he's gonna. And the next day, it's gone. He doesn't know what to do, he doesn't know, he feels like the air was let out of his tires. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave him that service that look for a second, you see that you could live a higher life, you could live a greater life, you could be a better person. Now I'm going to let go and you have to work towards it yourself. I gave you that service. Hashem le'yinim v'le'yishin, as Rav Olba says, that le'yonim v'le'yishin, that means he doesn't let people, Pashup Shad is that he doesn't sleep, but he doesn't let other people sleep. He's constantly more people, he's bizarre people, and he shows people, you know, you could be different, your doctor can be different. And that's really the Indian of Hashkocha Protest of Leila Seder, of Taras, and that's the Indian that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really always talking to a person. On a practical level, how do you implement this idea? We don't have Taras. You're right. We don't have Nevuah. We don't have Taras, even though we're in Eretz Yisrael. But Ribbono Shel Olam is constantly talking to us. Ribbono Shel Olam is constantly talking to us. Everything that happens is Ribbono Shel Olam talking to us. Everything that's sent our way is Ribbono Shel Olam talking to us. I felt this. I was up north before Pesach. And we were in Tzfas, and we were trying to get to Meron. And I'm the one of the few people we left, Chatayin Imaski, we left without a Waze. We didn't have a Waze with us. We had, like when your grandparents were growing up, they had something called a map. That's what we had. We didn't have a Waze. The kids are, we're trying to get from Tzfas to Meron, it's about 15 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, the whole thing. And we asked directions beforehand, and the person knows exactly how to go. They said there'll be signs along the whole way, no problem. The kids are, we start going, we're halfway there. My pressure was Shkia. We had 20 minutes till Shkia. So 10 to 15 minute drive, no, it must have been half an hour to Shkia, because we made it there with 15 minutes. About half an hour to Shkia, and we had 10, 15 minute drive. Kids were on the way, and we're driving for 5 minutes, 6, 7, 8 minutes, and there's no signs whatsoever. We thought we followed the directions, no signs whatsoever. Kids are pulled off to the side, and there's a car coming. I stick out my hand just to, you know, maybe he will stop, who knows. Sure enough, he stops. A guy stops. It was the second car, I think. First car, second car, mama stops, pulls over in front of me, walks over to my car, says, what do you need? Said, I tell the truth, I'm trying to go to Meron, trying to get to Rajbi, you know. After me. Sure enough, he pulls up, I drive after him, 3 minutes later, 4 minutes later, he drives up straight all the way to Kevin Rajbi. He says, we're here, turns around and goes. I called him Elio for sure, I don't know. But I don't know if... I felt mamish. Ribbono Shel Olam mamish sent somebody just push it to take me by hand. But the truth is, I was thinking about afterwards. Ribbono Shel Olam does that all the time. Ribbono Shel Olam does that all the time. He always sends people to us. He always sends. Not always do we appreciate it. Not always do we realize what's going on. Not always do we. It could be a chavrusa. It could be. It says by Yosef Tzadik. Yosef Tzadik is looking for his brothers. Chazal say it was a malach. Malach Gavriel. There's no one to pshat that. What does it mean a malach? Malach means somebody that was sent. Specifically from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the Malach, right? Malach is a Shlichus from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's exactly what it was. The Ribbono Shel Olam sent a person. It could be Malach, like a Malach Gavriel. It is Malach Gavriel. It's the same Nekuda that every single time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending somebody to us, it's kilo as if he tapped us on the shoulder. He says, by the way, I'm sending you a message. Like we heard from Rav Don Segal, he spoke here before Pesach. He said that Avrechim come to him and they say that they couldn't sleep at night because the kid was crying. He says, no, I always tell them Fakert. He says, the kid is crying, so you shouldn't sleep at night. So everything that happens is not, if you, and we mentioned the story, I think, right, with Reb
Mashgiach Yafe. That he said that his wife, him and his wife used to take off, switch off days. His wife would be up one night if the kids would cry. She would stay up one night and he would stay up one night. She would stay one night and he would stay one night. And she said that all on his nights, the kids never cried. What's the pshat? Pshat is that in Chanami, it's not that the... What's the Siba and what's the Mesoyev? What causes what? Batim, everything is like that. And everything... But if you start paying attention to it, that's really... In Chanami, we can't know every time the kid cries and every time we stub our toe, even though it says, in Adam Nekev, it's Vayim Al-Matan, Kim Achim Zalam El-Amal, it's Mama Shekadosh Baruch HaShgach HaBratis. However, at least the things that are harigim, the things that are not the norm, something which is out of the norm, right? When somebody's washing machine breaks, something which is not a norm, something which is different than regular, at least to appreciate that the Ribbono Shel Olam is speaking to us and try to maybe understand what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, but appreciate it. It's a different level of living. It's an appreciation. It shouldn't be a pressure. The Ribbono Shel Olam is... No, the Ribbono Shel Olam is talking to you. This is Nevuah in the 21st century. The Ribbono Shel Olam is talking to you, appreciate it, and you start living the Hayvan of life.